This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
iPhone 7's Lightning Earbuds and why it's time to embrace the change.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. One of the biggest things to come from the introduction of the iPhone 7 was a collective sigh of lament from smartphone users everywhere due to the striking omission of the headphone jack. The reception was mixed at best, but there is an upside. It opens the door to smarter tech and digital headphones that actually allow for some new innovation previously not possible. And as tech continues to evolve, we might be presented with a can't beat 'em, join 'em scenario. So in an effort to prepare for the future, let's ease into it. Back with the Tech News Briefing is Gear and Gadgets editor for Off Duty, Michael Hsu. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Tanya.
I'm a little fuzzy with this because I still have an iPhone 6. So if you wouldn't mind a quick refresher, walk us through listening to music, or more importantly, podcasts, on the iPhone 7 with these lightning earbuds.
Absolutely. Well, you know, with the iPhone 7, Apple decided not to include a headphone jack, which created a kind of a...
An uproar.
Exactly. So you either have to use Bluetooth headphones, or you would have to use a new type of headphone called a lightning-connected headphone. It connects to the lightning port, which is usually for charging or for data. And it's a completely new type of headphone. It's not just, you know, changing a port like a USB to USB-C or something like that. It really opens up a new world of audio.
I'm just curious, in your opinion, do you think that this concept in general is poised to be more widely adopted and that'll be the norm one day?
Yeah, absolutely. Because the advantage with, you know, going over the lightning port versus, you know, the headphone jack is that you get a digital signal out of the phone, which lets manufacturers do all sorts of processing and trickery that they couldn't do before. And Android has the same capabilities. You see a few, like a handful of smartphones right now that can support it. And we're definitely going to see more. A lot of the manufacturers I talk to have Android things in the works, but they're just sort of waiting for the spec to settle before they commit to anything. But we're going to see it in both, you know, in all types of smartphones. Digital headphones for both.
It's so interesting. And, you know, speaking of new things, like seeing the word dongle come up all over the place. And I'm like, what is that? So that's, can you just walk us through that? Because sometimes if you want to use, like, let's say you want to use traditional headphones, you got to have a dongle, correct?
Right. So with the iPhone 7, there's no headphone jack, but they do include a lightning to headphone jack adapter, 3.5 millimeter audio jack. So you can still use your old headphones. You just have to plug in this little dongle, as they say, between, and try not to lose it, basically.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's another problem. So for folks that don't dive into change like myself and, you know, folks that were part of that uproar, there's obviously a little bias, but it takes away from the fact that there are some cool elements to this concept by way of some new tech. So let's talk about some of the cool things that are out there. One interesting element that comes into play is noise canceling. You can do that a lot easier, correct?
That's right. So, you know, there's a product called the JBL Reflect Aware, which what's interesting is, you know, we've all used probably the Bose headphones. They cut out the background noise when you're on a plane. And the newer ones are able to also mix in some sounds from the outside. So if you're, you know, biking or you're walking down the street, you know, you won't get blindsided by a siren or something like that or an ambulance coming down the street. So the ability to mix in the ambient sounds, there's these little microphones on the earbuds themselves that pick up the outside sound, and inside the earbud is a little computer chip that's, you know, processing it and mixing it. And you could do this with the phone, but what Lightning does is because it puts all the processing inside the headphone, you don't get as much latency. So one of the manufacturers I talked to said if you try to do it in the phone, the live sounds from outside might have like a millisecond delay that would be off-putting. So basically Lightning makes it possible to mix it in really efficiently. Another cool thing is the Libretone has a headset that will let in ambient sounds, but also boost the frequencies of speech to make speech clearer. So, we're starting to see sort of like smarter, if you had a little computer inside the headphone, what are all the things you could do? And that's what we're starting to see happen right now.
Wow. And the recharging aspect to it as well. There's some new tech involved.
Well, yeah. So these headphones can draw power from the phone. So where you used to have like a battery packet or something on your headphone cord, which is really kind of a pain in the butt, those are eliminated now. And this company called Faz, which doesn't have a product out now, it's coming out in the winter, but there's a battery inside the headphone. And so when you listen, you can actually go the other direction and charge your phone as you listen.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really opening up a whole different world of capabilities.
Gotcha. And the key to all of this is that lightning connection, correct?
Exactly. So your iPhone, so your normal headphone jack is just an audio signal. It's an analog signal. And with lightning, you get power going back and forth. And also, you can pull digital information from the phone, digital audio, which can then be processed in the headphone.
Let's talk a little bit about EQ and changing the sound of the phone.
Well, if you think about headphones, you know, when they leave the factory right now, they're what they call tuned. So like there might be, you know, JBL might make one for, you know, bass heavy music like house music or pop music, and then there might be another one that's really neutral for classical music fans. So, you know, when you buy a pair of headphones, the manufacturer is tuning them to what they want the headphone to sound like. With these new headphones, there's usually an app with a 10-band parametric 10-band EQ, and you can, you know, set the headphone to be more bassy, or you can boost speech frequencies when you're listening to this podcast or whatever. And it will get saved directly to the headphone itself. So you plug it into your friend's phone, and you've basically changed the sonic character of the headphone. And this is one kind of a major shift, is that you can actually reprogram your headphone and, you know, change it, not permanently, but, you know, until you decide to change it again, you've actually, you know, reshaped your headphone quality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all these changes are happening through firmware updates. So your headphone right now, like pretty much all the manufacturers I talk to have plans to, you know, roll out more features later on. So whatever your phones can do right now, maybe, you know, in 6 months or a year, all these new capabilities can be downloaded to the headphones, and you have like cool new features for no extra cost.
Very cool. So maybe it makes those folks that are a little more hesitant more inclined to just maybe check out the cool stuff. Michael Hsu, thank you as always.
Thanks, Tanya.
Once again, we've been speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Michael Hsu. He covers all the latest gear and gadgets for off-duty. That wraps up the tech news briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.